So tonight's topic is we're going to discuss just briefly about the halachas of having dairy on Shavuos. So there are many, many reasons brought down by the poskim why there's a custom to have dairy. So I'm going to go just to provide four of them, but there are many more than four. And then we'll go through the different practices, different minhagim, how to go about doing this. So the first reason is brought down by the Ramah. The Ramah in Siman Tav Tzadi Dalet tells us that the reason is because the carbon of Shavuos is shteilech. The din is you have two loaves of bread. That was the carbon brought. So in order to be mechayv, a person to have two loaves of bread, so he says you should first have a milchik meal and wash on that, and then have a fleishik meal afterwards, and you can't share the same bread for milchiks and fleishiks, so you're forced to now wash again, have a separate piece of bread, and therefore you're chayv to have two loaves of bread, and this way you're fulfilling shtei lechem. Not that there's an inyan of milchiks per se, but rather just to ensure that you have two loaves of bread, one for milchiks, one for fleishiks. That's the understanding of the Ramah. That's the reasoning. Comes along the Magen Avraham. He quotes from the Zohar. The Zohar says the reason is because the 7 weeks of Sfira, it's compared to the 7 days of Shivan Akim, of a woman who's Tameh, she's Damnida, and she goes to Shivan Akim to become Tahor. So the Gemara tells us in Becharos that dam nekar v'nase chalav. When a woman has a child, so that dam goes away, it turns into milk, she can nurse her child. So therefore, since it's a comparison of Am Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim, there's a cleansing process, it turns into chalav and into milk. So that's why we have chalav Shavuos night. That's the understanding of the Zohar, and there's a lot more to speak about that particular reason. And then the Mishnah Berurah gives another reason. Mishnah Berurah says it was a very practical thing. What happened was, they were given the luchos, and the Aseret Dibros, the Smag tells us that they are really a microcosm of the entire Torah. All 630 mitzvahs are hinted somehow in the various Dibros. The Rasag of Sadigon speaks out how each one connects to every one of the Dibros. And therefore, since it comes that you're given a whole set of new halachas, had a kasher kalim, had a shecht, and had a check for trefas, and had a salt, it was too much for them to prepare, so they just practically couldn't have meat the night of Shavuos, so they had to have milchiks. Milchiks requires much less preparation. You just have to milk a cow, and there you go. You want to make it the cheese, you just let it sit. Not a big deal. So for that reason, they had milchiks that first night of Shavuos, and fleishiks the next day. Those are three of the basic reasons. There is yet a fourth reason that I'll share with you, but I told you there are many, many more. One is an interesting one. I like to say this often, that when it comes to the halachas of Tumah v'Tahara, there's something called Shiva Mashkim, seven liquids. Seven liquids are able to make a fruit susceptible to Tumah. What that means is, for an apple, for example, to become Tameh, it first has to come into contact with one of the seven liquids. And then if it comes into contact with water, let's say, and a mace or Nevea touches it, this fruit is now Tameh. So what are the Shiva Mashkim? So the seven liquids are parallel to the seven Yamin Tovim. And you know, you can either memorize the Shiva Mashkim or remember the Yamin Tovim, and you'll see how everything's quite intuitive. So let's start from Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is honey, Dmash. Yom Kippur is dam, or the sprinkling of the blood. Sukkot is water, we daven for rain. Chanukah is oil. Purim is wine. Pesach is tal, tefillas tal. And it comes along Shavuos, that's chalav, that's milk. So the seven liquids are the seven yamin tovim. So chalav is not just a practical thing, it's a very a fundamental connection to Shavuos. So these are four basic reasons, but there are many, many more why to have milk. Now I'm going to share with you four different approaches how to have milk, if you should have milk on Yontif. Now, each one takes into many things in consideration. Number one is, there's a minhag of having milk. So how strong do we have to keep that minhag? Minhag avosinu biyodeinu. So that's one. Number two is, the chashash of having milk and fleishiks, having mixed them together and cleaning your mouth and cleaning your hands, that's another consideration. And third consideration is, there's a din that ain simcha ela bebasar v'yayin. You have to have meat to fulfill the mitzvah of simchas yantif. So you have to be able to balance between these three different factors, the minhag of milk, the din, the mitzvah of having meat on Yantif, and then not having to mix the two together. So let's start with the first approach, which we don't paskin like, but it's a rishon, the kolbo. The kolbo says, probably the last thing that we would have ever thought of, that you should have the meal, meat, the first, whatever meal you're having, meat first, and then have milk afterwards, which is the opposite. Why don't you have milk first and then meat? He says, no, have meat first and then milk. Because why is that? So it's an incredible thing, the Kobo says. The Kobo says, you know why? He says, because davening is so long that we get so hungry. And when you're so hungry, the metabolism works so strong, you don't have to wait the typical 6 hours. You can have 1 hour because you're so hungry, which is an incredible chiddush. But that's the sheet of the Kobo. We don't rely on that. The Darche Moshe, rather the Darche Tshuva from Munkach says we don't rely on that. But that's one sheet. The other shita is a shita of the Ramah to have two meals during one meal, but have first milchiks and then fleishiks afterwards. That's what the Ramah's recommendation is. Now, the problem with that approach is, number one, is the Zohar says you should not have milk and meat in the same hour, even in the order of first milchiks, then fleishiks. You bench and you wash your hands, you wash your mouth. Still within the same hour, the Zohar is very against it. That's one problem with the Ramah. Either you wait an hour and you're fine. Number two is, when you say benching on the first meal of milchiks with the intention of having a second meal, that's like a bracha shenitzicha. That's an unnecessary bracha, but that's another thing to keep in mind. So the Darachei Tshuva doesn't like that approach either. So the one approach is there. So the Stipler was quoted as what he has practiced was to have milchiks at nighttime and then fleishiks during the daytime. Only milchiks at nighttime. That was his practice. Now, the challenge with this is because there's a mitzvah to have some basar at your yantiv meal. How do you have a whole meal of a yantiv without a basar? So some say the mitzvah basar is only during the daytime meal. The Shulchan Aruch already talks about this. So most assume that you don't have to have meat midaraisa at night. But Rosh Shirmach says there still is a kiyum, even though you don't have to have meat, there still is a kiyum to have meat at the yantiv meal. So he wasn't so comfortable. But these are three basic approaches. I'll share with you what the Darachei Tshuva himself says. Having the kobo meat, the milchik, that's really off the radar. Having milchik spread, bench, and then fleishik's meal, that's the Ramah's recommendation. And then the Orchos of Rabbeinu, which is from the Stipler, says have a milchik's meal Friday at the night and a fleishik's meal during the day. That's what we do in my house. We have milchik at nighttime and fleishik's during the day. What the Darachei Tshuva himself suggests was a little bit of a combination of the Ramah. And he says, have an appetizer of milchik when you come home. Don't have to have a meal to wash and then bench. Have an appetizer, a little cheese or something. Don't wash on it. And then wash your mouth out, clean your hands and everything like that. And then wash to have afterwards a fleishik meal. Because if it's an appetizer, you're not benching on a meal to have another meal. It's just a little appetizer to get you started. And that was his recommendation. I have not seen this until I just saw the Darachei Tshuva this morning. I've seen many recommendations, never this one. This sounds like an interesting one. Now, we also have to take in consideration our wives, that they're making a fleishiks and a milchiks meal. It's a bit challenging for them. That's also a very important factor. So my recommendation is whatever you do is fine as long as you don't have meat and milk together. It's all fine. But some say just have meat. Forget the whole milchiks minug. That's just do away with that. So in my house, what we do, like the Stipler, is milchiks at nighttime and fleishiks during the daytime. If my kids had their way, it would be milchiks every single meal. I never understood why people thought milchiks is so much lighter than fleishiks. I think milchiks is much fattier than that of fleishiks. But that doesn't convince me. But either way, any of these approaches should really be fine. But you should keep in mind, there's a minhag to have milchiks. And if you can't have it during the meal, maybe have it during a snack in the yantiv afternoon at some point, after waiting 6 hours. But these are the different approaches. And tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, I plan to discuss another relevant topic about, it has been asked already, it's an easier answer, but making yantiv early, making kiddush early. So we all know that you're not supposed to, but let's go through the sugya a little bit together to understand why not. And then the night afterwards, Wednesday night, I plan to talk about the halachas of staying up all night, those who could pull it off this year without a base medrash open, the halachas of saying brachas in the morning and brachas haTorah and whatnot. Okay? Everyone have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Have a good time. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You too, guys.
Good night.
Thank you. Yeah.